what great people do, the common people will naturally follow.
भगवत गीता में बताया गया है कि जो महान व्यक्ति करेंगे, साधारण व्यक्ति उसका अनुसरण करेंगे.
In this verse of Bhagavad Gita, we are reading that we must follow in the footsteps of the great liberated souls.
जो श्लोक आज हम पढ़ रहे हैं, उसमें भी ये बताया गया है कि जो मुक्त पुरुष हैं, उनका अनुगमन करना चाहिए.
Thus, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation and instruction from Sri Ishwarapuri, who was the disciple of Sri Madhavendrapuri, who was in the parampara of the great line of Madhva and Brahma.
इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने ईश्वरपुरी से दीक्षा ग्रहण की, जिन्होंने माधवेंद्रपुरी से की, जो कि इस परंपरा में थे जिसमें मध्वा और ब्रह्मा जी हैं.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation, he did so just to teach us the importance of accepting parampara.
जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने दीक्षा स्वीकार की, वो इसीलिए हमको सिखाने के लिए कि परंपरा का कितना महत्व है.
Otherwise, there are so many people giving their so many ideas.
क्योंकि नहीं तो कई लोग हैं जो कि अपने अपने विचार दे रहे थे.
And common people follow.
और साधारण व्यक्ति उसका अनुगमन करते हैं.
If one can perform a few mystical magic tricks, he's worshipped as God.
कोई व्यक्ति अगर थोड़े से जादू दिखाता है, तो लोग उसको भगवान के रूप में पूजते हैं.
If persons can speak by the great kindness of the devotees of Belgaum.
और इस वैदिक संस्कृति के एक महान उत्सव है जो चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वयं मनाते थे, और वो है रथ यात्रा, जो आज हमने बेलगाम भक्तों की कृपा से यहाँ पर देखा है.
रथ यात्रा इज अ टाइमलेस फेस्टिवल.
रथ यात्रा जो है एक बहुत ही सुंदर उत्सव है.
इन श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम इन ओरिसा दिस फेस्टिवल फ्रॉम टाइम इमेमोरियल has been attracting hundreds and thousands, sometimes millions of people every year.
और ये काफ़ी प्राचीन समय से जो है जगन्नाथपुरी में हजारों लाखों लोगों को आकर्षित कर रहा है.
It is the one day that Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra come out of their majestic temple at Neelachala and enter onto their carts. The devotees pull them with ropes, chant, dance, and take prasad throughout the procession to the Gundicha Mandir.
ये एक दिन है जब भगवान जगन्नाथ जो है अपने मंदिर से बाहर आते हैं, और कीर्तन, नृत्य और प्रसाद वितरण होता है, और वहाँ से वो सुंदराचल जाते हैं.
The Jagannath Rath Yatra is the expression of the love of the Brijabasis for Krishna.
ये जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा है ब्रजवासियों का भगवान श्री कृष्ण के प्रति प्रेम का एक स्वरूप है.
श्रीमद् भागवतम एक्सप्लेन्स हाउ लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हेन ही वाज ओनली अबाउट 10.5 इयर्स ओल्ड ही लेफ्ट वृंदावन टू गो टू मथुरा एंड द्वारका.
श्रीमद् भागवत में बताया गया है कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण जब 10.5 वर्ष के थे, तब वो वृंदावन छोड़कर मथुरा में गए.
The residents of Vrindavan were in the great ecstasy of separation from Krishna.
जो वृंदावन के वासी थे, वो विरह की भावना से भरे हुए थे.
It is explained that Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan.
ऐसा समझाया जाता है कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण वृंदावन से एक कदम भी बाहर नहीं जाते.
He is literally bound by the love of the hearts of the Brijabasis.
वो वास्तव में ब्रजवासियों के प्रेम के द्वारा बंधे हुए हैं.
And he is within their hearts embracing them with the greatest affection.
और वो उनके हृदय में हैं, और बड़े प्रेम से उनको आलिंगन करते हैं.
Due to the sweetness of their love in separation.
क्योंकि उनके जो विरह में प्रेम की मिठास के कारण.
However, they long to see them with their eyes.
लेकिन फिर भी वो उनको अपनी आँखों से देखना चाहते हैं.
So after many long years, it was arranged during the solar eclipse that Krishna would meet the Brijabasis in the holy land of Kurukshetra.
तो कई वर्षों के बाद ऐसा इंतजाम हुआ कि कृष्ण भगवान ब्रजवासियों से कुरुक्षेत्र की पवित्र भूमि में मिले.
Krishna appeared with his 16,108 queens from Dwarka.
Krishna Bhagwan apne Dwarka mein 16,108 patniyon ke sath wahan par aaye.
In Dwarka, Krishna is a great king.
Dwarka mein Krishna ek mahan raja hain.
He came with the crown and the robes of a king.
और राजा के आभूषण और वस्त्रों के साथ.
There was beautifully ornamented elephants, horses, chariots, and large military phalanxes that came along with Lord Krishna.
और भगवान श्री कृष्ण के साथ हाथी, घोड़े और बहुत सारी सेना उनके साथ थी.
And there was Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, Gopas and Gopis.
और साथ में नंदा महाराज, यशोदा माता और गोप और गोपियां थी.
Very simple, living in the forest of Vrindavan.
बहुत सरल वृंदावन में निवास करने वाले.
Krishna met with them.
कृष्ण उनसे मिले.
And the most beloved of all gopis is Shrimati Radharani.
और सब गोपियों में सबसे ज्यादा प्रिय भगवान को श्रीमती राधा रानी.
Who is none other than the very pleasure potency of the supreme personality of Godhead.
और वो भगवान को आनंद देने वाली शक्ति हैं.
She is none different than Krishna herself.
वो कृष्ण से अभिन्न हैं.
She is the source of all bhakti or love.
वो सारे भक्ति और प्रेम के स्तोत्र हैं.
So Shri Radharani and gopis were praying to Krishna, please come back to Vrindavan.
श्रीमती राधारानी और गोपियां कृष्ण से प्रार्थना कर रही थी कि आप वापस वृंदावन लौट आइए.
You are the same Krishna.
आप वही कृष्ण हैं.
And we are the same gopis.
और हम वही गोपियां हैं.
But it is difficult.
Misconceiving what the real center of our life should be. Everyone is thinking, I am this body, I am this enjoyer. We are all selfishly motivated. And therefore, at the slightest provocation, there can be disagreement and even hatred. But when we understand reality apart from illusion, we will know that Krishna is actually the center of all of existence. Krishna explains in Gita, a simple peace formula. Lokaram jagatapasam sarva lokaneshwaram sukhitam sarva bhutanam jyatvamam shantim vichchati. I am the proprietor of everything that exists. Your body belongs to Krishna. Your home belongs to Krishna. Your family belongs to Krishna. Your nation belongs to Krishna. The planet belongs to Krishna. All the planets and suns and all the universes belong to Krishna. And we are all meant to understand how to utilize all the phenomena within this material nature for the service of Krishna, for the enjoyment of Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam ascribes, if you water the root of the tree, automatically every part of the tree is fulfilled in all of its desires. Similarly, if Krishna is pleased, real harmony can come within our own life, within our family's life, amongst our friends' lives, within the world. There is no substitute for this principle. Every other idea which the illusory energy presents in the promise of happiness can only bring about some temporary pleasure, but it disconnects us from the source of real pleasure. Therefore, it is really the source of pain. Krishna consciousness is how to always remember in all of our affairs of life that we are the eternal servants of Krishna and offer our hearts to Krishna in everything we do. Then there can be real peace. And that is what everyone is searching for in life. We go to our schools because we are looking for some future form of happiness. We vote for our political leaders because we want happiness. We work so hard trying to earn some rupees because we want some happiness. Bhagavad Gita, this great ancient scripture, is teaching us what is real happiness and how to achieve it. But we are neglecting this message. Bhagavad Gita is not an armchair theoretical doctrine. It is a scripture that is to be applied to your daily life. It is eternal truth that Krishna has revealed in such a way that we can practice it today by always remembering Krishna in life and in death. This world, everything is uncertain. Life itself, the Saint Govinda Das has prayed, Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Salamala. What is the nature of our life and all the things we attach ourselves to in life? It is like a drop of water on the leaf of a lotus. One moment the drop of water is on that lotus leaf, and the next moment it slips away without even any trace that it ever existed. And it can happen in a second. In fact, it will happen in a second. Which second, we may not know. But that second will come. Therefore, Krishna explains in Gita, Yam yam bhapi smaran bhavam chajajyante kalevaram. That whatever we remember at the time of death, that state we will achieve without fail. If we practice remembering Krishna in this life, our hearts will become purified and filled with spiritual joy. And at the time of death, we will return to our original transcendental status in the spiritual world where we have a body that is Sachit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. No more birth, old age, disease, and death. Only transcendental spiritual ras in relationship with Rasaraj, the master of all loving relationships. So we should always be preparing within our life every day so that we are making the proper investment to proceed forward and progress toward Krishna by remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna, by not being distracted by the allurements of this material energy, full of false promises. Eat this, look at this, drink this, possess this, you will be happy. But how many births will we be cheated by Maya through all of her false promises? And our mind and our senses become so much habituated to the objects of misery in the form of material happiness. Tapo divyam putraka yena satyam sudhedyasyam brahma satyam dharam. Human life is meant for tapasya. But in this age of Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this tapasya kevala ananda. Simply joyful. Remember Krishna by chanting his holy names, by dancing, by having wonderful, beautiful festivals like Ratha Yatra, by taking Krishna's prasad, by seeing beautiful Krishna conscious dramas, by studying the sublime philosophy, hearing Krishna's divine pastimes, engaging in so many exciting projects to give Krishna to others. It is a beautiful life, a joyful life. And that joy is the tapasya of this age of Kali. But at the same time, we have to somehow or other keep our intelligence strong to not be deluded by the temptations of Maya to drag us away from the service of God and back into our minuscule, self-centered cave of material attempts for happiness. The whole spiritual world with all of its transcendental, ecstatic variegatedness is waiting for us. Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas have opened the doors wide. Come!
But we want to remain in our little dark closet of self-centered aspirations, birth after birth after birth. We don't want to give it up. Today is the appearance day of one of the greatest, most celebrated personalities of our sampradaya, Srila Srivas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who appears in this age of Kali Yuga in the role of his own devotee to teach us how to love himself by his example. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was prophesied in such great scriptures as various Upanishads, Mahabharata, as well as Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sango Pangrasya Parasharam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Janti Hishmedasha. In this age of Kali Yuga, those who have good intelligence will worship the Supreme Lord who appears in a beautiful golden complexion in the role of his own devotee. In 7th canto of Bhagavatam, it describes that in Kali Yuga, the Lord appears as the Channa avatar, hidden incarnation, hidden in the sense that in all other ages, the Yuga avatar claims, I am God, worship me. But Srila Prabhupada explains in the age of Kali Yuga, so many people say, I am God, worship me, but they have none of the qualifications of God. And therefore, people are being deluded. And in Kali Yuga, when people read Bhagavad Gita, they think Krishna is saying surrender to me. Who is this Krishna saying surrender to me? Why should I surrender to him? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, assumes the role of the supreme opulence of humility. Trinadapi sunichenatarodapi sahishnana. Even though he manifested the qualities of God himself, if anyone called him God, he would block his ears with his hands and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, protect me. I am the eternal servant of the Lord. And how to serve the Lord? By hearing his glories, by associating with his devotees, and by chanting his holy names. Along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought his own eternal associates. Sri Balaramji came as Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit. And Mahavishnu came as Advaitacharya. And so many of the gopis and the gopas of Braja, and so many of the assistants of the Vaikuntha avatars, they all appeared with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one of the greatest, most celebrated gurus in the whole Vedic history is Sri Narada Muni. Narada Muni was the guru of Prahlad, the guru of Dhruva, the guru of King Prachini Barahishat, the guru of the Prachetas, guru of Vedavyas, the author of the Vedic literatures, guru of Magrari, that deadly, terrible hunter who became such a pure and gentle devotee. Narada Muni appears whenever the Lord performs his wonderful pastimes to assist. In the age of Kali, Narada Muni descended in the incarnation of Srivas Thakur. And just as Narada Muni, Bhakti Vinod prays, Narada Muni bhajai vinaradhikara mana name, constantly playing upon his veena and chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. Srinivas or Srivasacharya was constantly immersed in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. in his house, Srivas Angam, the place where his house is still present as a very holy, worshipable place of pilgrimage in Sri Mayapur Dham. There throughout the night, for one full year, Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates would chant and dance all night long, celebrating the glories of the Lord. Srivas was the very personification of compassion. But he was fixed in his complete faith in the mercy of the Lord and his holy name. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, the Lord descends in his name. And anytime, anywhere, anyone sincerely chants his name as given by a proper spiritual master, Krishna descends to protect us, to purify our hearts, and to have complete faith in the power and the mercy of the holy name is the only true means of salvation in this age of Kali. Srivas Thakur demonstrated that faith. There's one wonderful story. It is a mysterious story. But those who hear it with attention are given the benediction that they will soon attain ecstatic love for Krishna. So please listen. It is a story with many lessons to be learned. One night, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enjoying a big, wonderful kirtan in Srivas Thakur's house. As every night he would dance in ecstatic love with his most confidential associates along with him, they would be completely transcendental to all the external appearances of the mundane world. Wherever the devotees sincerely chant and dance together in the Sankirtan of the holy name, the spiritual world descends in that place. It is not to be considered the material world, especially when the Lord himself is dancing. So on one occasion, they were dancing together in that same very house. Srivas Thakur's son had a fever and suddenly died. The dancing was going on and the singing of the holy names of Lord Krishna. But the wife of Srivas and other relatives, Malini, they naturally wept. Srivas could understand there was sorrow in his house. He came into that room and he saw his own beloved son laying there dead. He asked what happened. Actually, that's that very moment that the son died, went to the spiritual world and personally saw the beautiful form of Narayan. Srivas Thakur understood this. He told his relatives, "You all know the glory of Krishna. You know the power of Krishna's mercy. So why do you cry? Even if one is a terrible sinner, if one at the last moment of life hears the holy name of Krishna, that sinful person will attain Krishna's eternal abode. Our son has died. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is chanting and dancing blissfully in our home, even the great demigods like Brahma and Shiva worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and long to serve his lotus feet. Our son left his body during the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu as he's dancing in our house. Therefore, I know for certain
He has achieved all perfection in life. He has returned to the spiritual world. So fortunate. What a benediction if we could all leave this world as our son has done. He has perfected his life. Why do you weep? However, if you must weep, please silently weep within your heart. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enjoying Sankirtan in our house. And if he hears you crying, he will come back to his external consciousness and the kirtan will be disturbed. If you disturb Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting in this house, then I will personally on this very night drown myself in the river Ganges. When the relatives heard Srivas Thakur's firm conviction in the mercy of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya and the power of the holy name of Krishna, they became very peaceful. Then Srivas Thakur went back into the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya was dancing. Everyone was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srivas Thakur was dancing jubilantly. How is this possible? His son just died. And as the kirtan was going on, moment after moment after moment, Srivas was becoming more ecstatically joyful, chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hours and hours went by. Gradually, one by one, devotees were finding out that Srivas's son died. Everyone loved Srivas's son. What to speak of Srivas? He was such a soft-hearted, gentle, loving father in Vaishnava. But Srivas was in ecstasy. Toward the end of the night, or let us say, in the early, early morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. He inquired, I sense that there is sorrow in this house. What is the cause of this sorrow? Srivas Thakur looked at Lord Chaitanya, smiling with an effulgent, beaming face. He said, my Lord, with you dancing in my house, everything is auspicious. There is no possibility of any sorrow. Your smiling face has come into my home to perform Sankirtan. Another devotee explained to Lord Chaitanya that Srivas Thakur's son died during the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya said, when did he die? He died 2 hours after the sunset. That means 7.5 hours ago. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he began to call out, Govinda, Govinda. Tears profusely started pouring from his beautiful lotus-like eyes. He was beside himself, weeping and crying in ecstasy. He spoke these words, how could I ever give up the association of such a devotee like Srivas Thakur? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and crying, he began to describe the glory of Srivas. He loves me so much. He doesn't even experience grief when his own son dies. Such love! How will I ever give up his association? The devotees were trying to understand, why is he speaking like this? And why is he crying so piteously? No one understood.
But Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, explains why. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that soon in the future, he would leave Navadvipa and take sannyas. Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life for one special reason, so that he could reach more and more and more people with this divine message of Harinam Sankirtan. He was enjoying life so blissfully with his associates in Navadvipa, with his loving mother, Sachi Devi, and his most beautiful, chaste, and devoted wife, Vishnupriya. But in order to get the respect and attention of the scholars, the pundits, the scientists of the age, in order to get their attention and respect, he would take sannyas and preach the glories of Harinam Sankirtan and present the pure, undefeatable philosophy of Srimad Bhagavat and Gita. And when he would take sannyas, Srivas and all of the devotees would weep and cry in separation from him. And just the thought of that, Lord Chaitanya loves his devotees so much, he was weeping and crying at the thought of separation from them. The love of the Lord and his devotees is the supreme understanding of all scriptures. How the devotee is always subordinate to the love of God, and how God himself, by his own free will, is always subordinate to the love of his devotee. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into the room where the relatives were sitting around the dead corpse of the son of Srivas Thakur. To everyone's great amazement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached that dead corpse, which was laying there lifeless for 7.5 hours. And he spoke to it. "My dear child, why have you left your father Srivas Thakur's home?" To everyone's great astonishment, the child began to speak. "My dear Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. You are controlling..."
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So all these empires have their beginnings and ends, but Krishna's empire is eternal and supreme.
हर एक राज्य की शुरुआत और अंत होता है परंतु भगवान का राज्य शाश्वत और परम श्रेष्ठ है।
Srila Prabhupada has established this wonderful culture throughout the world.
Srila Prabhupada जी ने यह सुंदर संस्कृति पूरे दुनिया में स्थापित की है।
And today we have had the good fortune here in Belgium of our first Rath Yatra.
और आज हमारा यह सौभाग्य है कि बेलगाम में प्रथम रथ यात्रा मनाई गई है।
It is a very auspicious blessing for all of us.
यह बहुत ही शुभ हम सबके लिए आशीर्वाद है।
My humble request to all of you, residents of Belgaum, to take this wonderful message of Lord Chaitanya and the Krishna consciousness movement very serious in your lives.
मेरा आप सबसे निवेदन है बेलगाम के निवासियों को कि आप कृष्ण भावना के संदेश को बड़े गंभीरता से स्वीकार करिए.
We have a wonderful temple.
यहाँ पर एक बहुत ही सुंदर मंदिर है.
And many nice devotees,
और बहुत अच्छे भक्त हैं,
who are sincerely trying to offer this great blessing to all of you.
जो कि सच्चे दिल से आपको ये आशीर्वाद देना चाहते हैं.
We have many books in English, Hindi, Marathi.
हमारे पास कई पुस्तकें हैं अंग्रेजी, मराठी और हिंदी में.
Please accept the gift of these books and read them carefully.
कृपया इन पुस्तकों को आप स्वीकार करिए और बड़े ध्यान से पढ़िए.
Associate with the devotees.
भक्तों का संग करिए.
Daily, regularly chant the holy names, the Yuga Dharma.
नियम पूर्वक रोज भगवान के नाम का जप करें जो कि युग धर्म है.
We are not these bodies, we are the eternal soul.
हम ये शरीर नहीं है, हम नित्य आत्मा है.
Due to this bodily misconception, we are suffering in so many ways.
हम इस शारीरिक गलत पहचान के कारण अनेक रूप से दुख भोग रहे हैं.
But the chanting of the holy name cleans the heart of all of these illusions.
और ये जो भगवान का नाम कीर्तन है उससे ये सब भ्रम जो है दूर हो जाता है.
And awakens the true spiritual nature of our inner self.
और हमारे आत्मा का सही आध्यात्मिक स्वरूप जो है जागृत हो जाता है.
You can be a husband, a wife. You can be a businessman, an architect, an engineer, a government officer. You can be of any occupation or any ashram and perfect your life through this simple process of chanting, dancing and feasting.
आप चाहे किसी व्यवसाय में हो, किसी भी कार्य में हो, किसी भी आश्रम में हो, आप अपने जीवन को सफल बना सकते हैं इस कीर्तन, नृत्य, प्रसाद की विधि के द्वारा.
So please make this valuable human life a success.
कृपया इस मूल्यवान जीवन को सफल बनाइए.
Open your hearts and minds to understand Krishna's mercy.
अपने हृदय को कृष्ण की कृपा को स्वीकार करने के लिए खुला रखिए.
And let the miracle of Krishna's mercy transform your life.
और कृष्ण की कृपा का जादू जो है आपके हृदय को परिवर्तन करेगा.
It is my great hope that this wonderful Ratha Yatra ceremony may continue for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas year after year after year.
मेरी आशा है कि श्रील प्रभुपाद और पूर्वज आचार्य की प्रसन्नता के लिए ये रथ यात्रा हर साल चलती रहेगी.
I would like to personally offer my deepest gratitude to all of the devotees of Belgaum and all of the congregation who have helped to make this wonderful festival possible.
मैं सब जो बेलगाम के भक्त हैं उन सबको मैं धन्यवाद देना चाहूँगा जिन्होंने इस रथ यात्रा के उत्सव को सफल बनवाया है.
It has taken a tremendous amount of very hard work.
इसमें जो है बहुत ही ज़्यादा कड़ी मेहनत लगी है.
With very little facilities.
और बहुत कम सुविधाओं से किया गया है.
But because of their very sincere and earnest desire, Lord Jagannath has made it possible.
लेकिन उनके सच्चे इच्छा के कारण भगवान जगन्नाथ ने संभव किया है.
Jagannath is the Lord of the universe.
Jagannath pure jagat ke swami hai.
Belgaum today has become a holy place of pilgrimage.
Aaj Belgaum jo hai ek pavitra teerth sthan ban gaya hai.
Where the Lord has performed his beautiful pastime.
Jahan par Bhagwan ne apni sundar leela ki hai.
And we have had the good fortune of participating in that pastime.
और हमारा ये सौभाग्य है कि हमने इसमें भाग लिया है.
Thank you very much.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
At this time, I would like to invite everyone to kindly participate in the Yuga Dharma.
अभी हम सबसे निवेदन करेंगे कि युग धर्म के अभ्यास में भाग लीजिए.
We will teach in Mira Road, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, in Chopati. It is with this message that Srila Prabhupada translated and encouraged that we distribute so many books by the millions all over the world. It is for this purpose of awakening that pure divine love of Krishna that such wonderful satsangs that we are assembled to participate in tonight are being held. Krishna consciousness is the supreme treasure. It is the ultimate gift. It is the very perfection of life. We should not think anything is more important. The greatest expression of our love to our family, to our relatives, to our society, to our nation, to our world is to somehow or other exemplify the true teachings of Bhagavad Gita and help people to remember Krishna and find eternal peace. Krishna has descended in his name. The culmination of all transcendental knowledge is to realize Harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata.
In the association of devotees, in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, to gather together in our homes or in wonderful satsangs like tonight and chant Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
At this time we would like to invite all of our very auspicious guests to chant with us for a few minutes. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the chanting of the holy names, there are no hard and fast rules. Anyone can chant. You can be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or not even have anything to do with the Varnashram system as far as birth. You can be a man, a woman, you can be educated or uneducated, rich or poor, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Everyone has full access to the spiritual world if they sincerely chant the holy names of Krishna. Cheto darpana marajanam bhava mahadabhagni nirvapanam. The name of Krishna cleanses the mirror of our heart and allows our mind to reflect the true glory of our eternal blissful soul and its loving devotion to Krishna. The chanting of the holy names is Krishna incarnated in sound vibration to liberate the world. We chant our japa every day on mala to keep Krishna very, very deeply remembered in the core of our hearts. We should chant our japa very sincerely, and we should chant every day, regulated, according to a vow. Everyone, please take up this process. It is so purifying. It brings such a stable foundation to our devotion to God. And we come together to chant congregationally, to create a purely spiritually unified social environment that cleanses the atmosphere of the whole universe. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that when devotees are dancing and singing the holy names, when they move their feet, they are purifying the whole earth. And when they lift their arms high into the sky, they are sending the vibration of Krishna's all-purifying name to the entire atmosphere of the whole universe.
Hare Krishna.
So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to chant in this way. Lord Chaitanya said, or Srila Prabhupada said, the perfect way of dancing in kirtan is as you see the picture of Pancha Tattva. Srila Advaitacharya and Srivas Thakur, they are dancing with their palms folded like this, offering their most humble obeisances to the holy name as the holy name is coming into our hearts. As you are hearing me chanting, please with folded palms,
there is an eternal bond of affection between them. When Krishna left Vrindavan, he told the Brijvasis in a message that he sent back with Uddhava, actually I never left Vrindavan. I cannot possibly leave Vrindavan. Your love has conquered me. I have apparently in a physical state left for Mathura, but actually my heart is with you. My heart can never ever be separated from you, and my real presence is my heart. The true personality of myself is living within your hearts. and living within the groves of Vrindavan. It is an expansion of myself that has left. In fact, Srila Sanatana Goswami describes how Krishna explained he only left Vrindavan because he wanted to increase the ecstasy of the unity between of love between he and the residents of Vrindavan. Because when he was gone, the devotees would experience the remembrance of him all the more intensely. And in this way, they would increase their love and their service to the Lord, and Krishna was right there within their hearts accepting that service.